Oh. Sup, y'all? You are listening to WJRH 104.9 FM Lafayette College Radio, Eastern Pennsylvania.
This is Zoe.
And India.
And this is Truth Be Told.
Welcome back.
Hey guys, semester two. Dang. Back in full swing.
Yeah, it's been, Zoe and I were actually talking about, as soon as we got back, how it was really weird at first.
Yeah.
Like, we were eating dinner in the dining hall, and I was kind of shaking. I was so overwhelmed by the people that were just walking by me. I felt like I had to stare at everyone and be like, how did you change over break?
Yeah. No, definitely. I think break was interesting, like, coming back after break and seeing all these people again. It's interesting because last semester, you know, I think we were all still trying to get to know each other. And, like, we had all just met.
Mm-hmm.
And now it's, like, we had this break and we all know each other again.
Mm-hmm.
But, like, catching up and everything was different.
Yeah. No, definitely. And I think it's, like, a big thing about college is... Oh, my mom said it's not clear. Hey, Mom.
Hello.
I think the weird thing is that, like, coming back to second semester, you're kind of everyone, or at least for me, I really have been trying to get out of this mindset of, like, okay, you're freshmen, you're friends.
Yeah.
You know? And, she said there's some background noise. Okay, well, whatever.
Wait.
The hair. I've been really trying to get out of, like, the whole I'm not going to be friends with these people next year.
Yeah.
And just kind of, oh, she said we just cut out. Okay, anyways, hopefully you can hear us. But, yeah, just getting out of that mindset. And, like, you know, it's new semester. It's 2-2-22. Like,
it is 2-2-22.
Like, you know, this is literally, I was looking at a TikTok. This is 2-2-2-2 is a new moon.
Mm.
So basically, I saw it this morning and it talked all about, like, how it's a new moon, how this is, like, a chance for you to put stuff in the past, like, your bad patterns, like, behind you. And I'm not one to, like, really think deeply on, like, why that, like, came on my For You page. Yeah. But I was kind of like, you know what? Like, maybe this is a good start to the morning. Like,
yeah,
put all of your bad things, like, leave them in first semester. Leave them in 2-1-2-2. And it's, like, a new semester, like, new study habits, same friends. But, like, we grown up. Like, we got to adapt some new... better qualities about ourselves that we've wanted to for also.
Yeah. Hey, Harriet.
Hey, Harriet.
And I think what you said, like, leaving behind the, like, freshman friends are your friends.
Yeah.
I feel like first semester we also talked about how people are, like, your freshman year friends aren't going to be your friends.
Mm-hmm.
And I think now, I was talking about this with, I think, my grandparents. Like, you know, now I feel like we're all secure enough in our friendships where we can be like, okay, that's not a worry.
Yeah.
You know, because we were talking about that. We were like, I think that's false that we're not going to be friends for a long time, you know? So now I think it's nice being able to be, like, secure enough in our friendships to be able to, like, go and find out more.
Yeah. We were talking about that before. Like, how I think... I mean, I think this is pretty okay to say on air, but, like, I think where the toxicity starts coming in is that, like, if you're super dependent on your friends, that's a great thing.
Yeah.
Like, you want to, like, you have these really close friends. Of course, you're going to, like, lean on them for some things. But if it comes to a point where you're doing that and, like, not really putting your attention towards other friendships, that's like literally what college is about. It's like making it, like, friends and like not necessarily going out, but like doing what you love. And like, I know we both love to meet new people and like make friends, but it's like you have to have the space to do that. Yeah. And Zoe and I, like, I don't know, but I feel like we're close to over.
I think maybe, like, I don't know. I haven't popped the question yet, but, you know.
But, like, we both talked about how, like, this semester we want to, like, yeah, make new friends and put ourselves out more, there more.
Yeah.
And, like, but we'll always have this friendship to, like, we'll always be there for one another.
Yeah.
So that's, like, really comforting going into second semester with that.
Yeah.
Yeah, I just love you or something. Like,
No. Yeah, I think I was talking about this with Harriet, actually. Like, this past week has been, like, so overwhelming. And I think in the way where, like, I've gone into this semester being, like, I want to meet new people. I want to find more friends. And, like, then doing it, I'm like, oh, my gosh, I'm overwhelmed. But, yeah, I think it's important, you know, that. And I was talking about this, I think, with my aunt, actually. So many people. But, yeah, how I've, in high school, it was kind of, like, so friend groupy. And I think it still is friend groupy here, but it's really refreshing being able to, like, be friends with people in other friend groups.
Yeah.
You know? Yeah.
Word.
Word.
If you guys wanted to know, I didn't know if you, I probably don't, but it's karaoke night tonight.
It is.
And we're kind of making an appearance, like, during the week. We're going out on during a week, the week.
Which is during so the week. Crazy to me.
I know. So crazy. Like, my 11 a.m. Damn.
My 9:30.
Oh, God.
Yeah. That's what I was asking you. Yeah.
Oh.
I'll just be in, like, hardcore sweatpants.
Yeah. Facts.
Yeah.
What else?
I know. No, I texted my mom and my sister, and I was like, yeah, I'm going out tonight. Mom was like, have fun, love you so much. On the plane to London. I was like,
what?
Excuse me? She was boarding a flight. She's in, like, they're on the way to London, I guess. So, ta-ta, I guess.
Ta-ta.
I was like, okay.
She didn't even tell you?
Great talk. Well, I think they were talking about it, but, like,
never.
I don't know.
Dang.
Like, I want to be in London.
I want to be in London, too. I was talking to someone about study abroad.
Yeah.
And I've always wanted to study abroad. I still do. I am really upset, though, that I couldn't take Italian. Because, yeah. I mean, to study in Italy would be amazing. But I'm, like, is it worth studying abroad if you're going to a country that, this is, like, a cop-out, that speaks English, like, their language, one of their, like, main languages is English.
I think for you, honestly, I don't know.
Yeah.
Because you're so passionate about language.
Yeah. Not that I'm good at it, but...
But, like, me either.
But, like, if I could be fluent... We were literally talking about if we had three magic beans, so three wishes, what would our wishes be? And
Zoe... You didn't even ask me what mine were.
Oh, tell them right now.
I actually, like, you keep talking.
Okay, so you can think?
Yeah.
Okay, so my three wishes were, one of them was that I wish eternal happiness for my whole family. Oh, haven't heard anything for the, what? She said she hasn't heard anything for the last minute.
I think Harriet can still hear.
No, I think we're good.
Okay.
She said she
hasn't heard anything for the last minute.
Oh, so that's, like on her, sorry. Live, right? Oh, she can hear now. Mom, jeez, you're messing with my vibe. Anyways, so my three wishes were that I want eternal, like, for the rest of their lives, for my sister, my mom, and my dad, I want them to just be happy. And I don't want any bad things to happen in their life. I want them to just, like, do what they want, be happy, yada, yada. My second wish was that I want, when I grow older, I want to be successful, but doing something that I love. And if that's making a change, that's awesome. I don't know if it, what, you know, whatever. And then my third wish was that I wish I could be fluent in, like, three or more languages. Because it's, like, oh, she said there's a problem. Woman, what are you doing to me?
Should we talk about the people that are fully playing drums in the next room?
I know. Is there a problem?
Who is it, Mom?
Okay. Hopefully that's better.
Yeah, language.
Anyways, sorry. Yeah, I wish I could be fluent in 3 or more languages. Like, I feel like that is just so cool. And not, I'm not even trying to be like, oh, the bragging rights, but it's like to actually go out there in the world. And like, when you speak the language, you can like connect to the culture and the community like so much more.
Yeah.
That it's just like,
yeah.
That would be so amazing. Anyways, now that you've had time to think.
My beans.
Your beans.
One of my beans would be to cure homelessness. That's always been like a really big thing for me.
Mm-hmm.
Second bean, I think, would just kind of your thing, like family.
Mm-hmm.
Stay happy, live forever, grandparents live forever. Like, maybe I can all tie that into one bean. And then my third would probably, yeah, just be like content in where I am in my life. Because right now I really don't know what I want to do. But I know I want like 8 kids. And I want to be able to have 8 kids.
Yeah. You want the resources.
I want the resources, but not necessarily that. It's like, I feel like right now I'm stressing out so much on my major and everything. And I always say this, I'm like, F feminism, because I just want to be a housewife. But yeah. Content where I am. I also have like a huge feeling that, I feel like we've talked about this, that I'm infertile. So like, maybe that could tie in that like I'm not infertile.
Really?
Yeah.
Where does that come from?
Just because like I want so many kids, and I just feel like that's something the world would do to me.
Dang. Well, there is, you could like turkey based.
Oh wait, that does, if that has anything,
yeah, that has nothing to, yeah, yeah,
there you go. That's a good try, I guess.
Would you ever do if you were infertile, would you ever do a surrogate?
Yes, but
because that's just complicated.
No, it's complicated. I think I also just like, I have the lowest pain tolerance, so I like would never do this. And so this sounds dumb, but like I really want to know what my body can do, like in childbirth and stuff.
Yeah,
like I think that's fascinating.
So I have a question. This is kind of like personal AF, so I don't know if you want to answer this. You don't have to answer this, but I remember we were sitting on in your room, and you were like, or in Zoe's room or whatever. Yeah. And you were like, if you got pregnant right now,
oh yeah,
in no way could you have an abortion.
Yeah.
Do you want to talk about that?
Sure.
Because I'm just like, at least for me, it's like, everything happens for a reason.
Mm-hmm.
But I feel like I would, I mean, I'm saying that now, like I'm not pregnant. Or maybe, maybe I am, Mom. I don't know. I'm kidding. What?
We used protection last
night. But I feel like I can only take that argument so... it's not even an argument. It's like a belief. But it's like... I don't think I could do that to my family. Like... and I don't even personally want... like, I don't even... I want to experience college and, like,
mm-hmm.
travel and all this stuff. But also, it's just like... my parents have paid a lot of money for me to, like, be incredibly educated and to do amazing things, and that's exactly what I want to do.
Yeah.
And, like, I'm not saying you can't do that with a kid when you're 19 or 20. Like, a lot of, like, teen moms, like, do that.
Mm-hmm.
But I don't know. I'm not – I wouldn't be, like – I would so have that abortion option in my mind.
Yeah. I think because such a big – like, one of my – big desires in life is to be a mom.
Mm-hmm.
I don't know, that's just like already a big part of me. Also, I just know myself, and it's like I would never be the person I am today if I had that kid, but I would not be the person I am if I had an abortion.
Mm-hmm.
Like I don't know. And like I'm like super pro-life. I mean,
choice
and everything. It's just like it would
always be on my mind.
Yeah.
Always. And I think I have the luxury.
Like, what if?
Yeah.
Yeah.
And I think I have the luxury, just because I know that I would love the kid, like, with all of me. And, like, my parents have also said, like, I have the luxury. All my mom wants in the world is grandchildren.
Yeah.
So, mom, like, I've talked about this. My parents were like, literally, it would be ours. Like,
yeah.
Do not care whatsoever. Like, they wouldn't want me to have one either.
And yeah.
It's like, obviously, they would so support me, but I have, like, the extreme luxury of, like, them being able to support the kid, too.
Yeah.
And I, yeah, I think I just know myself, and I would not be able to live.
Wow, that's really interesting.
That, like, constant knowledge in my mind of what if.
Yeah.
You know.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Dang.
Next topic?
Yeah.
Something funny.
Oh, yeah, something funny.
I advertised that we were funny and hot and sexy and interesting. That was interesting.
Yeah,
we're still hot.
Yeah, we are still hot. Even with our pimples.
Even with our pimples.
Dang, this cold weather, like, it is doing me so dirty.
No, guys. She's like, good.
I'm really trying to be hot. I swear.
You don't even have to try.
I know.
Yeah.
Yeah.
But
what's our next topic?
Oh, I had like a full breakdown with India the other day.
Oh, you want to talk about that?
Sure.
Okay.
I like was feeling weird that day. Well, the thing, I think back to what we were talking about, like, it's so different being here. And I've been saying this a lot too. I feel like last semester, we didn't know where anything was. We didn't know what this campus was. We didn't know what this school was. Like, we didn't really know who we as college people were.
Mm-hmm.
And I think that was kind of, like, exciting mm-hmm. in a way where it was, like, I was always learning new things. And I was figuring out my schedule. But then I think once, like, I love a routine. Like, if I don't have a routine, like, I get, like, so depressed. And I just, like, I like structured time.
Mm-hmm.
I don't know if you found that out about me, but I think it was really nice having that. I could, like, I kind of always knew what the day was going to be like.
Mm-hmm.
And I think here, coming back second semester, it's like, I don't know what my classes are. I still don't know, like, how my schedule is set yet. Not necessarily with my classes, but, like, what I do in between and everything. And, but I don't have that added thing of, like, where am I? And, mm-hmm. like, who am I? And, like, you know, who are the people around me?
Mm-hmm.
And I think that always kind of gave me something to, like, think about. And now it's just interesting because my schedule's all different, but, like, I'm still here.
Yeah.
If you know what I mean. So I've been feeling weird lately. And then the other day, like, other stuff. But I went into Zoe's room and I started talking to her. I was like, yeah, I feel weird. She was getting ready for class. And she was like, yeah, that makes sense. About, like, other stuff. And then I went to my room, and then India came to my room after class. And I really don't cry. It makes my head hurt. I just don't like doing it. It's just, like, not fun for me. And I started talking, and all of a sudden I started crying, like, harder than I've cried in a really long time. And it was interesting. And I don't really know why. It's interesting because, like, the last time I cried, it was, like, to my freaking therapist.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, but then, like, on it, like, right after it, it felt so good.
Yeah.
And maybe it was just because I could literally, like,
breathe.
It was like, yeah.
Think.
It was, I mean, it was 10 minutes of me literally just, like, talking
mm-hmm.
and crying. And then you said something. You were like, you're no one like I've ever met before.
Mm-hmm.
And I think that was, like,
the cherry really? On top. Oh.
No. Oh. It's super captivating to me because we always talk about how we don't want to be, like, ordinary, you know?
Yeah.
Like, that's, like, your biggest fear.
I should put on Ordinary Girl by Hannah Montana.
I was thinking of Blame Me.
I think we were also talking about this song in New York City.
Yeah, and we couldn't quite figure out the tune of it. Yeah, about being ordinary and stuff. And I think and I was talking to a couple people the other night, and I was like, so many people here just want to be the same.
Mm-hmm.
And, like, everyone that I'm close with are all so different and mm-hmm. so weird and so uniquely themselves. And, like, I'm figuring out that, like, that's how I like my people.
Mm-hmm.
And I don't know. I like being looked at that way. And I feel like I've always looked at myself like that, at that way.
Mm-hmm.
But, yeah.
I think it's one thing that really scares me is, like, maybe it's, I don't even know if it was growing up in a city, but a huge city like New York,
mm-hmm.
you know, there's always this, I don't know how to explain this, but, like, basically, a lot of, when I think of being ordinary, I think of style and I think of fashion because that's just something I'm really passionate about. And growing up in the city, in different neighborhoods, like throughout Manhattan, throughout Brooklyn, there are different like fashion styles. And like, I'm not trying to call anyone out or like judge anyone, but like Upper East Side, you have the leggings, the Golden Gooses, like the whatever designer, Canada Goose jackets, like all this stuff. That is the Upper East Side. And I think for me, it's like, or at least where it stems from, it's like being in such a huge place, like I want to be that person that stands out. And I still do. Like I was talking to Zoe Gordon and she was like, I feel like you wake up in the middle of the night sweating on like how to make sure you're not a basic white girl.
Yeah.
And I was like, not to that extent, like I don't, but like I do wake up and I'm, and I want to, and I think about, like, how can I express myself today and, like, not be, like, another girl just walking around Lafayette? And I know in some, it's not even about how people view me in the sense. It's, like, how I view myself.
Yeah.
It's, like, and I don't even think it's, like, if someone else were to wear something similar to me. Actually, maybe it is, but I don't know. It just scares me,
yeah.
like, that I don't have this sort of edge. Or, so I always try and, I don't know, I just try and steer clear of this, like, stigma of, like, being a white girl.
Yeah.
Because it scares me, honestly. I mean, I'm not trying to take away from, like, what it means, like, the privileges of being a white girl. But, I don't know, I just, I want to be, like, I don't want to be ordinary.
Yeah.
So, when I was talking to Zoe, and she was talking about, like, some of her feelings. And when I did say you're, like, no one I've ever met.
Oh, me, Zoe.
Yeah, you, Zoe. I think that has to do with, like, the same being, having the same mentality on a college campus. It's like, okay, I'm going to go out. I'm going to get drunk. I'm going to, like, get some action. I'm going to go home. I'm going to, like, wake up, be hungover, get a bagel. Like, be immature, play with boys' feelings or girls' feelings, like, all this stuff.
Gay pride.
And so even doing this radio show, I feel like it's kind of just so out of the ordinary for something I would, like, do.
Yeah.
Because I feel like it's so easy to just live the college life like everyone else.
Yeah.
But I know that basic life is just, like, not what I want to take out of college. Like, we're trying to find our edge here at Lafayette College.
True.
But yeah, being ordinary, it's a scary thing.
Yeah.
It's a scary thing in this, like, progressing world. Progressive world, sorry.
That's, like, the most fascinating thing about you to me.
Mm-hmm.
How scared of being ordinary you are.
Yeah.
And not, like, you're, like, terrified. You, like, work at it,
mm-hmm.
you know? Which is interesting.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, I mean, I was looking back, there are so many interests that, like, we have that are similar to each other, but there are also lots that aren't, and, mm-hmm. like, a lot of people that I've met here are people that, like, I wouldn't have even thought about talking to
mm-hmm.
anywhere else, you know what I mean?
Mm-hmm.
And I think that's where it's, like, college is cool.
College. Like, college is cool.
Like, recommend it, guys.
Yep.
Yeah.
Do it.
Yeah.
If you can.
If, like, yeah.
Yeah.
Not everyone can be as cool as us, but.
Folks, you can't have a radio show.
Literally. Yeah, I think in that way. Most defo.
Yeah.
Yeah. Okay. So I'm going to talk about my political theory professor because he is quite interesting, and I don't really
Should we play Ordinary Girl?
Oh yeah, yeah, yeah. And then we'll talk and about we'll Professor be right back, Stein
because like it's okay. a good little.
Ungrateful, it probably sounds strange. I really love the role I play, the songs I sing, but with all the fame, the things that seem so simple are suddenly so far out of reach. Wish that they could see the underneath. I'm just an ordinary girl.
Okay, we're back. Yeah, that was a good segue.
That was a good song.
I know. Anyway, so my political theory professor, Professor Stein, he's a really interesting guy, and I don't know. Wait, have you had him?
Yeah.
Oh.
Yeah.
Oh, then this makes it so much more interesting.
Okay.
Like, he's so philosophical, and he's wicked smart. He is just so incredibly smart. He's very young. He's a little awkward, which is, like, not a problem, but he's kind of an awkward guy.
Yeah.
And I don't know. It just kind of creates, like, a weird dynamic to the class where, like, people feel oddly comfortable asking literally straight up anything.
Yeah.
But then again, it's, like, everyone is kind of afraid of what he's going to respond with.
Yeah.
Because he's the type of guy who, like, if you say something, he's gonna entertain your thought, yeah. But he, as soon as you say it, he already knows, like, what, if he agrees or if he disagrees, and he's so quick to say it. It's like, and so, I'm, like, really trying to find a good time to, like, speak or, like, say something, but this political theory class has quickly become, like, a philosophy class, mm-hmm. And I'm just not a very, like, I'm a creative person, but in terms of philosophy, it kind of doesn't really click with me.
Yeah.
Because these people are taking, words from Hobbes and then somehow connecting that to back to if plants have are inherently violent. And I'm kind of sitting there like,
what?
I thought this was going to be about like political theory.
Yeah.
But like, so I don't know how I'm going to navigate this class, but this man's also, I was talking to my friend and she was like, he's really attractive. And I was like, he pulled up in like this fit yesterday or 2 days ago. He had like a turquoise shirt and like the gold chain out, mm-hmm. like turtleneck with mm-hmm. the gold chain. I was like, man, oh man. Apparently he has a mustache, but he has yet to take a sip of water. So
yeah, he does. So, wait, Olivia's going to listen.
Aw.
And I'll talk about it because she's in my, she had Stein with me.
For what class?
Intro to Gov.
Oh, was that good?
It was just, it was a lecture, so it was kind of boring.
Mm.
But this is my, actually, I had no idea you had him. This is my thing, two things. I lost, like, so many percentage points on participation.
No way.
So many. And it's ugh. Hard because, like, in class, I'm usually, like, an active member.
Mm-hmm. Me too.
What's hard about his class is, like, I was always so nervous what he was going to say because
mm-hmm.
he would say something and then he'd like debate you. Mm-hmm. And I know like that's like healthy and it makes you think, but I was always so terrified because I was like, I have no idea what the fuck to respond to that.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? Like never. So then I was always terrified to participate.
Mm-hmm.
But I emailed him and he was like, yeah, you're like I still did well in the class, but it was like my percentage would have been higher if I hadn't lost points in participation. He was like, I basically didn't know what your voice sounded like, but I still talked like a couple times, but I didn't talk enough. I should have talked more.
Yeah.
But those are my two cents. Like, say whatever.
Yeah.
You don't have to talk every class, but it's like,
say something.
And I know it's scary. Like, if I had gone back, I would have talked as much as I could, but
I don't know what to say though.
I know, me neither. And it's like,
my class is 40 people.
Yeah. I mean, ours was intro to Gov, so it was big too, and it's basically just a lecture, but then we're talking about like how the Senate works, and I'm like, how am I supposed to participate in this?
Mm-hmm.
And then if I said something, he'd be like, well, what about this? And I'd be like, I didn't feel like I knew enough about the topic to talk about it.
Yeah,
you know what I mean?
I basically he like, I was looking at his syllabus, this is so irrelevant, but apparently he's like I don't know if he did that with you, but like he's starting off, we all have 5 points.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Oh, he did that for you.
I think we started off with like 2 points.
Oh.
Yeah.
Well, he's starting off with 5 points. So because in the syllabus he was like, I understand the people who are mm-hmm. who get really nervous. And that's me. Like I don't know. I think it started in high school, but like talking in class makes me so nervous. I'm more comfortable in history classes speaking because I'm just more interested about it.
Yeah.
So like I want to be asking those questions, but like political theory, I'm really interested in it. But like as soon as it became philosophy class, like my ears kind of like turned off.
Yeah.
So, but yeah, I'm not one who can just speak out of my ass.
Yeah.
Like I think through what I'm saying.
Yeah.
And I'm not just gonna, I hate that person who just adds to add.
Yeah.
And like in our Sex in Modern Europe class, we're in class together. There, I think I looked at you because we were having this conversation for maybe 15 minutes and the people were just repeating. They were being so redundant and I was so pissed off because they were all saying it in the same way. And I was like, I never want to be like that.
Yeah.
When I speak, even if I speak once a class, once every class, like I want what I'm saying to be, I want people to like hear it and
be helpful.
Yeah. And for it to be helpful and for to move the conversation along, not to just like speak out of my ass.
Yeah.
Like also teachers, just like, I feel bad for the teachers who have to like put up with these students who like think they're just smart asses.
Yeah. No, I think what was so frustrating about that for me is like in high school, I've talked about this. Like I was the class, like I probably, like on all my report cards it was like Zoe talks more than she should,
mm-hmm.
but it's like I always
ran
has something to say about like the topic, you know. Mm-hmm. And I
I hate when teachers ask a question and then it's just silence.
Mm-hmm.
I hate that because, like, there is always something, there's basically almost always something you can say.
Yeah.
Like, it's holding a conversation. And so I was always like that. And then I think coming here, that made me so upset because I was always the one who had, like, perfect participation.
Yeah.
But, yeah. I didn't know you had him, though.
Yeah. Yeah, he's an odd man.
Mm-hmm.
Odd man.
He's so easy, though.
What do you mean?
Like workload?
Oh, yeah. Well, I'm just a little confused. Well, this is so... We don't need to talk about this now.
Mm-hmm.
But, like, all of the readings he gives us, like, for homework, he just goes over in class.
Yeah, I don't think I read a single reading.
Yeah, I don't think I'm going to anymore.
Yeah.
Because it's, like, that's a lot of reading.
Yeah.
Hobbes and Locke, like, jeez.
Yeah.
Okay, next topic.
We should do something funny.
We're funny. What, like, roster?
Could you do roster?
Okay, so I kind of got this idea from my friend Amir, but basically...
Oh, it was Amir's?
Yeah. He said the word first.
Dun, dun, dun.
I know. Kind of exposing, but basically a roster... Well, y'all know what a roster is, but this isn't, like, a normal roster. It's kind of more like a sexual roster, so, you know... Can you explain?
We all have a shared notes app.
Oh, yeah. should we just go off the...
Okay. Well, the other day, I was sitting in my room with my friend, and Zoe and India walk in, and India's chuckling and giggling to herself. So I was like, why are you chuckling and giggling to yourself? And she's like, nothing. And I was like, what? And she's like, no, she's like, a roster. And that was kind of like, oh, well, earlier, like, my whole mental breakdown with India was kind of, like, about...
Your roster?
Rosters.
In one way or another.
Yeah. So she was like, nothing. And then she showed the notes app. And basically, we just have names down that, like, we think are cute. And, like...
Yeah. It's, like...
Goals.
Yeah. It's not even about being cute. It's, like... Sorry for my parents who have to listen to this. But, like, if you're in the bar and you... Zoe and I, we have this shared notes app. So if we were to see, we each have like sections. So, or not sections, but like under my name, there are a bunch of guys' names that if they saw in the bar, it would be like a green light.
Yeah.
Already. And I think that's really smart because it's a competitive field out there. Mm. Like, I remember my mom came onto campus for some reason. And we were walking around and she was like, oh my God, all the boys here are so attractive.
Yeah.
I was like, yeah, but like none of them go out.
Yeah.
Like I have the Easton locals. Like I don't know what, I don't really know where that's going, but like all the athletes, like it's grind time for them.
For real.
And that's not making us very happy.
No.
Not at all.
It's not.
But yeah, the concept of a roster is actually pretty good.
Maybe we should have, like, pictures, because some of these people on your roster, I don't even know.
Yeah. Maybe it kind of just, like, takes away one step.
Yeah.
Like, you already know that, like, Zoe, that, like, it would be fine with Zoe if I, like, tried to, like,
yeah,
put them onto her, so. Hey, yo.
Yeah.
We could talk about, NARP life.
Well, I was about to say that.
Yeah. So, we were talking with our friend Shan. And she was talking about how, like, she couldn't imagine being a NARP.
Yeah.
But I don't think she was talking about the social life more as, like, body type. I don't think you were there for
social
that.
Social life. Oh, maybe.
But on the topic of social life, like, obviously, athletes, you know, they have their own parties. And a part of me, like, kind of feels a little, like, sad that I can't go. But, like, I obviously understand that I can't go. And so we're left with Milo's and CHT, mm-hmm. which is, I mean, it's fun.
Yeah.
Like, it's a small school. Like,
yeah.
You can't expect to come here and, like, really be meeting new people.
Yeah.
Like, I mean, obviously you're going to meet new people. Like,
yeah.
You don't know everyone, but, like.
A new person every night.
You're right. So it's, like, the same crowds of people that go there, which is fine. I don't necessarily get bored because I'm not going out every day.
Yeah.
Like, our main days are, like, Friday and Saturday.
Yeah.
Or just Friday or whenever. But being a NARP, like, those are your options, kind of.
Yeah.
And so that kind of translates into Greek life, like the pressure to join Greek life. Because I was talking to my mom, and I was so adamant about not doing it.
Yeah.
But it's like I am scared right now because I do like to have, like, I like to have fun. I like to go out, but like I don't know if I can do Milo's and CHT for 4 years.
Yeah.
Yeah. I don't know. What are your feelings about it?
Oh no. It's just hard because, like, I don't really love going out, you know?
Yeah.
And it's like, I'll go out once a week, but, like, even then, I'm not like, I need to go out. I need to go out.
Yeah.
And I just, I don't want all of my friends to have rushed and, like, have something to do. And it's like, oh, one night I do want to go out. And then, like, can't go out.
Yeah.
Or it's like, literally no one to stay in with me or anything, you know? So I don't want that, but I also really, really don't want to, like, resent it.
Yeah.
You know? And I think it's just, I think what's hard is, like, I talked to a lot of people last semester, and, like, at least 5 girls were like, no way I'm rushing. Like, I do not want to rush. No way.
That was me.
Yeah.
Like, I was one of the 5.
Yeah. And then I, like, come back, and everyone's like, oh, yeah, I'm rushing. I'm rushing. And I'm like, well. And then I think it kind of goes into this, and I bet this happens every single year, where everyone's like, oh shit, I have to rush.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I mean?
Mm-hmm.
And I don't want to, like, I don't want to be miserable,
mm-hmm.
like, during the rushing process. I don't want to be miserable once I'm in a sorority. And I just, like, you know me, like, if I don't like someone, I'm not going to surround myself by them.
Yeah.
You know? And if I don't like someone, like, I just don't want to be around them, and I don't want to not like someone in my sorority and then, like,
feel obligated to be their
friend.
Yeah.
Like,
that's annoying. But, I mean,
you know,
straight up, that's, like, I mean, that's probably, like, the most popular, like,
yeah,
curator of drama. That was not right. But I think it's, like, I think I can't really tell the future anymore because before I was like, I'm definitely not doing it. I was like, I'll be fine, yada, yada, yada. But I think it's also, like, I do like to seek validation. Yeah. Like, getting into college, like, one of the biggest ego boosts of your, like, period is, like, getting your congratulations. But it's, like, also, so you get to college and you, like, you want to feel validated by where you are. Like, you want to feel validated, again, by this new community.
Yeah.
And I feel like, knowing myself, I'm going to be surrounded by girls who are rushing, and they're going to be, like, all these, or even literally at the end of this semester, or coming up in a few weeks, like, girls are going to be coming up to us at bars, talking to us about their sororities. And I think it's just, like, I don't know. I feel like I'm going to entertain it. And maybe if I do rush, like, see if I like any of them.
Yeah. And I think I was talking to my OL leader and her boyfriend, who's also in a frat, last night. And I was kind of saying this exact same thing to them. And my OL leader was like, yeah, I really didn't want to rush. And then I felt obligated to rush, like, exactly where you are. And they were just like, why not rush? You can always drop, you know?
Yeah, you can always drop. But I feel like if I do it, I made that decision to do it.
Yeah.
Like, I can drop it, but I'm also someone who, like, everyone cares about what people think on different levels, obviously. Yeah. But, like, I'm also just not a quitter. And I know that's, like, really kind of, like, okay, she's not a quitter. But, like, never in my life have I given up on something. Like, I always try and see the best in something. So, like, if I ended up, it was, like, junior year, and I was not having a great time. Mm-hmm. I don't actually know what I would do. But I feel like it's very hard for me to just, like, quit something. Like, this is so irrelevant, but, like, when I literally stopped playing soccer, that over COVID, I think that was maybe one of the most emotional things of my life.
Yeah.
Because even my parents were crying. Like, I was bawling because, like, this is something that I felt very safe in. And this is so different than rushing, I know. But I don't know. I just get really disappointed in myself that, like, I didn't give it my all. And, like, I really want to give college my all. Mm-hmm. And, you know, that I know rushing is not, like, whatever, like, mm-hmm. putting all of yourself into college. Like, it's not only about rushing and stuff. But I don't know. I don't know where this is going, but
I think tangent. Like, with that, I don't want to put, I want to put all of, like, my real self into college, you know?
Yeah.
I don't want to, like, create a part of me just to do something that I think I need to do. You know yeah. what I mean? So it's like, who knows? I know lots of people who, like, were like, I'm never going to rush. And yeah. they rush and they love it. But I don't know. I just...
Yeah, there's no reason to be doing stuff that you know you're not going to, like, yeah. get something out of.
Yeah.
Because, like, in the end of it, like, we're growing up. Like, yeah. it's not middle school. It's not high school. Like, this is the time where it's just, like, stop being a follower.
Yeah.
Like, be your own person.
Beach.
And I know maybe this is just contradicting everything I said. But, like, I think it's just if a big... I'm, like, generalizing here, but, like, I remember when, in the beginning of the year, we would see sorority girls walking around campus, and it was just, like, one in the same.
Yeah.
And that's also going back to the whole ordinary thing.
Yeah.
It's, like, am I being ordinary if I'm rushing?
Yeah.
Like, yeah, but am I gonna, like, be okay with that? I don't know. Because maybe as soon as I, like, start the rushing process, I don't know, maybe it'll take something away from me that, like, I've been latching onto. The fact that I, like, didn't want to do it.
Yeah.
But also, I'm not trying to be like, oh, I don't want to do it to be, like, cool.
Yeah.
Interesting. Greek life, it's just, I don't know what the F is going to happen next year.
Me neither. That's, like, for later me to decide.
Literally.
But.
Yeah. Crazy.
Literally crazy.
Sorry, was that, like, low-key different?
No, I've just talked about that, like, 800 times in the last, like, 3 days.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
With who? In general?
Aunt, my mom, and my sister, my oh. grandparents, my leader.
Oh.
You.
Oh.
Yeah.
Me.
You.
Yeah. Next year, oh, my God.
Next year's problem.
Also, the nail tech is graduating this year. Yeah, they're apparently, so we're getting our nails done this week by... I've heard from some secret sources that the best nail tech is actually a girl on campus. So we have appointments with her this week, but she's graduating.
That's devastating.
I know. I was like, dang, I forgot that would happen. Like, yeah. People leave.
Literally.
Yeah.
I think that's weird. I was thinking about, I don't even know when I was thinking about this.
Like, this is going to be a pastime?
Yeah.
It's but so weird.
The fact that, like, we still have 3 more years here. But I feel like it's going to go by so quickly.
Yeah.
But also, it's just... And I feel like I'm saying this because I was in my hometown and I went to, like, my high school and the schools around me for mm-hmm. 19 years.
Yeah.
But, like, being here for like,
I know.
4 years is just interesting.
I know. And it's like... Do you think these are the best years of our life? No. It maybe?
Depends.
I don't know. Like,
I think they could be. So far.
But, like, I don't know. It just kind of scares me. Like, am I doing enough? Like,
I think you're...
I don't know.
Think you're worried about what you just said of, like, giving it your yeah. all. That you're giving it...
Nothing.
No, all and more.
What?
You're giving it all and more. You
yeah.
know what I mean? I think you need to, like, not deep it that much.
Yeah.
You know, I don't want you to, like, overextend yourself just because you feel like you need to.
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
I just always want to be doing
yeah.
something. And, like, I know, the thing is that, like, I know I could be doing more on this campus. And I want to be doing more on this campus. I just need to figure out what that exactly is going to be.
I need to. Guess what I'm doing tomorrow?
What?
Oh, you know. CPR certified.
Oh, right.
Guys, if you ever want to kiss me, just, like, pass out in front of me.
Yeah, this is gonna be so helpful.
Course, do you want to come like sit in the corner with me and like cheer me on?
Where is it?
Kirby.
From 1 to 1?
6:30 to 8:30.
Oh, I wasn't actually. I just wanted to know where you were gonna be at.
Oh, like you have my location.
Yeah, that's true. Dang, CPR certified.
I know, I'm that.
That means I can just like. Actually, I don't know where that was going.
Die?
Die. And I'll be your. No.
No.
No. Didn't work.
I didn't do well in the online training course, so.
Really? How do you not do well in the online training course?
Just like you. Because you do like missions and like you missed a lot of steps. And I'm like, yeah, because I don't want to be here right now. I'm in the metaverse right now.
Dang. What are your thoughts on transferring? Not like, are you I know you're not transferring. Or whatever. I know you're not transferring. But I think my whole thing with picking where I was going to go to college is like everything happens for a reason, right? Mm-hmm. I know I said that before. But if I were transferring, I would be scared shitless. Because it's like I am actively making this decision. Mm-hmm. And I just made a decision to come here, to choose Lafayette. Mm-hmm. And it's like, I'm not secure enough in how I feel. And like, I obviously put myself first in a lot of like ways.
Yeah.
And maybe this would be different if I actually really hated it here. But I feel like that would be, this is so dramatic, but like on the level of abortion. Like, what if I just like stuck it out? Would I have enjoyed it more next year?
Mm-hmm.
You know, like that's scary. Transferring is like, it's like low-key a huge life decision.
It is, but honestly, I respect it. Like
I respect it too.
I think it's just interesting because people talk about transferring here, and it's just like, I would never, ever, ever. Like, I've never, ever thought about it.
Yeah.
But it's like watching Ella, like my sister, go through it. Like, she couldn't wait to get out. And it's like, if you're not happy here and you're making the active decision to like improve yourself, then go you.
Go you. No, I'm just like, yeah, maybe I would probably be feeling so different if I hated it here.
Yeah.
I know I would be feeling very different. But maybe I'm just grateful that I don't feel that way.
Yeah.
But, yeah, that's just scary. And I guess it isn't. I know it. Maybe I'm, like, stooping. Or I'm making, like, a bigger deal than it is. But, because in retrospect, like, you are getting a great education.
Mm-hmm.
Like, we come from very good high schools. Like, we are going to get a great education from whatever school. All these liberal arts schools are, like, they're different, but they're, like, one and the same. Yeah. Like, you have a curriculum that's going to be pretty basic throughout all.
Yeah.
But, yeah, I don't know. I don't know. I don't know. I don't know.
Me neither. But.
Dang. What song should we play?
What song should we play?
What's been... Oh, you know what? You actually showed me this song, and I've been really loving it. Wait.
Oh.
Not Coraline. Oh, shout out Zoe Gordon.
second.
Yeah.
This is the best song of all time.
It is.
Besides his other greatest song of all time. Mr. Maroney, the love of my life.
Aw. You're the love of my life.
Aww.
Okay, so we're gonna play it, and then... Peace out.
Yeah.
Thanks for tuning in, you guys.
I love you.
See y'all later.
Good to see you again.
We cannot wait to start off this or keep doing our shows this semester.
Yeah. We'll let you know, actually. There might be a time change.
Yeah.
I hope not, but we'll let you know.
Yeah, we'll keep all two of you.
All of you updated.
All of our fans.
All of you.
Okay. Love you. Bye.
Caroline, you don't have to lose your mind. Just be sure that you're on time to your next two appointments. Caroline, amber hair and big blue eyes, locks herself behind the light and spins her favorite records. Cause she's got some dreams in her heart. Just need somewhere to start. I don't wanna be the one to tell you. know. Got big dreams and an attitude. Everything you need, what you need to do is go. Just go. Pick up your guitar and tell me why you're so frustrated.